the Nigerian Association of Resident Doctors had a meeting with the government stakeholders, and we were able to extract some commitments from the government to address our concerns. And as the government had requested for a period of 2 weeks to get those concerns addressed, and we have decided to grant the request. And so we are suspending the strike to give government the 2 weeks they have requested for to see that these concerns are addressed. And we are hoping that they will do as they have promised, they have requested for, after which we shall be having a review meeting to know if actually our demands are met or not.
This is not the first time you have met officials or representatives of the government, and negotiations seem to be progressing, but your main concerns are not addressed because you said they drag their feet or they are not sincere. What is different this time?
Well, the thing is, at every point in time, we keep getting the blackmail that we cannot afford to be on strike while waiting, and we are almost always blackmailed into submission, and we almost always tell them that we will suspend the strike to give them the benefit of the doubt. And this time around, this time is no exception, because we feel that remaining on strike for the 2 weeks period for which they have told us categorically that they will not be able to address the concerns before then will mean that we are just making Nigerians suffer and suffer. So we have called off the strike again, hoping that this time around they will consider our plight significant enough to deserve their attention to get them addressed. There's actually nothing different from what the government have been demonstrating over the years, but we have taken their words again, as we always do, and give them the benefit of the doubt and hope that they are going to address our concerns differently this time around.
What do you say to critics of yours who say that your association is not being serious and that you come out, announce a strike to pressure the government to address your concerns, you meet officials of the government, then you suspend the strike, you go to negotiations, and this is a vicious cycle that goes on and on? How do you respond to such criticism?
Well, I would like Nigerian patients, would they prefer that we remain on strike perpetually while governments address our concerns, or they would prefer that we suspend them at least to create a period of so-called and relief for them? Whichever way Nigerians want it, we'll call that safe. As long as our demands are germane and reasonable, and we think they are worth shutting down, we will shut down. And as long as we keep getting responses and commitment from government, because we are reasonable people, we will suspend the strike. And we believe whatever we do in the best interest of Nigerians and the Nigerian patients specifically. We basically suspend the strike because we feel that there should be a relief, and we should be reasonable, and that's the basis for the suspension.
Well, that is what I heard from Nigerians who are saying that, why don't you stick to your guns until your demands are met? Because if you want your concerns to be addressed, then you cannot be naive. Nigerians should not suffer because of what they described as the naivety of doctors to extract the demands that they are making from the government.
Well, then if that is the request of Nigerians, then that is taken and noted, and perhaps subsequently we will not have any cause to suspend the strike and until our demands are met.
What message do you have for the people of Nigeria following the suspension of the strike?
The message I have for the people of Nigeria is the fact that Nigerians don't hold their government responsible for anything, and instead hold the helpless citizens, like the resident doctors that we are responsible. Instead of the Nigerian people demanding that the Nigerian government do everything in their position to address the concerns and ensure service delivery is restored, they rather concentrate on those who are victims of the decisions of the Nigerian government. So I think that should change. Nigerian people should begin to hold government responsible, not just on healthcare delivery issues, but on all aspects of their life. When things are not going well, they should learn to hold the government responsible. They have voted in to ensure that things work. And when they don't work, the government should be blamed instead and held responsible. And perhaps that way, the government should be able to sit up and do what is expected of them.